Our first guest on Leaders Portfolio today, the CEO and chairman of the board of Array Information Technology, Brian Leung. Welcome, Brian, to Leaders Portfolio.
Thank you, Rebecca, for having me.
Array Information Technology is a privately held company ranked 303 on the Inc. 500 list, approximately 350 employees. And Brian, why don't you give us a little background on what Array Information Technology provides?
Well, we are providing IT services to the to the federal government. Our core competency, including the infrastructure management, application management, mission support, and science and technology. Our 99% of a customer is in the federal market, DOD, State Department, and the local and state government.
Okay. And so was this a decision, and you joined Array Information Technology at what point?
I bought the company when the company is about 2 years old because of the company, the technology they're using it is meet to my need. It's on the IT space. So I bought a company in the time about year 2000.
And at that time, was it? Did you have to make a decision? We want to primarily serve the federal government, or is it something you they always did?
Yeah, it's kind of happened in the right time and the right place. I worked for the company for 12 years. I started from a very small company, and I learned a lot from that company when I grew. A lot of a good thing to learn and mistake to learn. At the time that I sparked this company, and also have a lot of good support with my mentor and the coaches at the same time. Mm-hmm. So I'm able to step out and spin out to start my entrepreneurs.
So is it easier to be a worker or is it easier to be a CEO?
It is kind of both, but it's definitely have a lot of challenge, a lot of reward as well. Putting a lot of time on it, I guess it is a trade-off, but I like it and I join it. I enjoy it a lot.
You believe strongly in the broad use of IT to provide efficient service and enhance communications. And I want to challenge you on that. I want to have a good discussion on this.
Sure.
Because, you know, of course we agree with that statement. But then the flip side, there's the time when the IT crashes before the computer's backed up at the end of the day, or we haven't backed up our phone or whatever it is, applications. And so talk to me about the balance of that, about the hesitancy.
Well, the way I look at it, I always see the IT is a tool. Tool can be great, tool can be convenience. But at the same time, people using the tool is the main factors. But the people is have to be intelligent and smart enough to pick the right tool in the right time to perform, to tailor to the customer need. I think that's the key. So when I say I'm true believer with the IT, it's because I understand the power of the IT, but at the same time, people behind it is the main force to make it successful.
And what's going on? What are some of the major developments happening in IT right now?
After the 9/11, there's a lot of challenge in the IT world, specifically or especially in the security side. We have the landwire infrastructure in place, so a lot of security has been put on it. But now we're talking about internet, talking about the mobile communication. So the cyber security is the most challenged, that the way I see it. And the web application and the development of it is going to be a key factor to how to make the IT useful and secure to this public sector.
And you talked earlier, you said 99% of your clients are public mm-hmm. sector. So you're in a way, you know, obviously there's all these economic problems out there. But in a way, you're buffered from that because the government's still going to be a client. In fact, it's growing. So talk to me about, has it been as hard for you as some of your peers who do commercial sector, or has it been hard in different ways possibly?
The government business is always kind of come with me and grow with me. So I'm not know too well with the private sector, but at the same time, the government has has a mission really to stimulate the economy and also make use of the their money to be able to help them to do more efficiently. I think that's the key to how government try to use their power or their money or financial to help the public sector as well. As a commercial company, we are not only just benefit to it, but we use it and also embraced with the other technology like the web serving, mm-hmm. The outsourcing of our infrastructures. I think that is the ripple effect that the government is being a leader, especially in this area, the metropolitan area in D.C., that is a driving force of the economy.
And we're speaking with the CEO and chairman of the Board of Array Information Technology, Brian Leung. And Brian, what changes have you made as a leader to navigate, to make changes?
I think my experience is the dedication. I mean, when we I would say one person, two people company, we do everything on our own. So decision is made by us, by myself, implemented by myself. Of course, you will have a lot of convenience. You can get it done quicker. But as the company grows, the talented people that we attract to the company is the key. As a leader, I need to have good leaders underneath my kind of leadership. Give them the power so they can do the right thing. Apparently, I mean, I would not be good for everything, but my other colleague in the management office, down in the PM, the program manager, even the people working on the site, I have to give them the trust, but I also need to give them the power to execute what they know. Give them the training, the appropriate training, so they know what is out there in the industry. So when they help my customer, they will be more powerful and more confident. I think that's my rule that the leadership is not just on the top. It should be from top down, through to the last person on the workplace.
Do you take a role in hiring?
Yeah, I do. As a matter of fact, I still are. I love to greet the people. Even though maybe not a direct hire from me, when there's a chance that they came for the interview, it came for sign up a paper, I love to be there. I love to greet them and love to know them. I go down to the customer site very often. My style is I want to know them and also understood what they're doing. And plus, I want my customer to understand that this is representing our company in a way that I care. I focus. I do want to know everybody.
Now, you have a bachelor's in computer science from the University of Maryland and an MS from the state of Maryland.
Yeah, you have Maryland.
And back in that day, did you think you were going to be an entrepreneur?
Honestly, no. Thought about it. As I said, I grew from a small company and see a lot of challenge out there. But I guess when I got mature at a certain time, and that was an opportunity for me, honestly. That was a great mentor coaching me, and I know that that's something I need to step out and think outside the box. So I step in, and now I am who I am.
And your Inc. 303 on the Inc. 500 list. You know it's going to get harder to stay up there.
I know, but at the same time, it's an honor to be named in the Inc. 500. As a matter of fact, we also named in the Deloitte 500 as well this year. Of course, it's a lot of challenge, but I think we use that as a stepping stone, and also kind of our focus. We want to drive our business to a different level. I know there's a lot of challenge to us as a small company. But at the same time, we know that we can do that in the past. And hopefully that is the kind of motivation to the entire company to look forward for us to grow. I'm sure that we'll be outgrow to beyond the small business very quickly. But at the same time, we will have a lot of competition with the big brothers. Mm-hmm. But we position ourselves. I think we have the right people, we have the right ethic, and we have the right infrastructure. So we can support lot more business than where we are.
So I'm going to ask you, we have a lot of businesses out there, and you have all this experience dealing with the federal government. What advice do you have for other businesses who are maybe for the first time trying to get federal contracts?
I would have to say that you need to know what your strength, your market, your niche, and working on that niche and start to kind of peering out your onion ring. You have to connect with the different other company, building the partnership. Net the network to work for you. And at the same time, you as a government contractor, you need to get on government some GWAC contract, allow you to have a vehicle so you can offer to your customer as well as partnering with your industry companion so they can work with you. As you have a vehicle and you have a capability, then you're able to pursue more opportunity. And probably not the last, but it's more important for the government contractor, you need to be have a secret clearance in your facility, because a lot of contracts that require that clearance for yourself, I mean for the company, there will be ice on the cake.
My experience with government contracting is more in the social service areas, and what I've seen is that they've recently started to step up rescinding contracts and non-performance. Has that been your experience? Is that starting to happen, or no? Generally, even if you have a contract with them and you don't quite perform, you keep the contract, whereas in the private sector, they get rid of you?
No way. I mean, customers are always very smart. They know how much they spend and how much they want. And also, a lot of contract we have is the performance base. The performance base, you have to meet the matrix. The government might give you some leeway, but you have to prove yourself. You can step up to the SRA. You'll be able to perform accordingly. No, they don't give the free ride.
All right, thanks, Brian. I want to say thanks for coming on Leaders Portfolio. Appreciate it.
Oh, my honor, my precious. Thank you so much.
Ray, Information Technology, of course, information on leadersportfolio.com. I'm Rebecca Blacksmith. Thanks to these exclusive sponsors of Leaders Portfolio, Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, a development featured on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, and Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia, providing all your business meeting room needs. If you're trying to reach the business community directly, consider sponsorship of Leaders Portfolio. I'm your host, Rebecca Blacksmith, talking with CEO leaders from across the D.C. area. We'll be back after this.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Be the first to know who won our Leaders Portfolio Awards. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list. Be the first to know if your company won the Leadership Business of the Year. Sign up for our mailing list. Host Rebecca Blacksmith speaks to organizations about leadership. Find out where on our mailing list. Learn about guest interviews and leadership advice. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests, with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.